How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
And this week, very especially, we come to you from the dressing room at the Plymouth.
No, the Portsmouth Theatre Royal.
The Portsmouth Theatre Royal, not the Plymouth Theatre Royal. The Portsmouth Theatre Royal, where we're about to do the first of our tour shows. And we thought, why not share it with you, our dear listeners? And we've just been on a lovely tour of the theatre. And you told us a lovely story, Susie, about
how I tap danced in here as an 11-year-old.
Yes, and also on the same spot where you tap danced as an 11-year-old, the story of the theatre ghost.
The theatre ghost. Oh, dear listener.
Are you worried he's listening?
No, I was more like, I was creating atmosphere.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You've really ruined it.
Sorry.
Oh, you're ever so off-putting. I've had to go on stage with you. This is a nightmare.
Oh, I know.
So, apparently, back in ye old days, nondescript time.
Older days.
In olden days.
A glimpse of stocking? Quite.
And there was a cleaner who dreamed of being an actress.
Oh.
Oh, boy, did she dream of being an actress.
Oh, just like Peggy in Heidi High.
Just like her. Mm. You said that earlier and I agreed.
I know,
I like it. And I don't really remember much of Heidi High.
No, I don't particularly. I remember loving it though as a child. I was really
Heidi High campers.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Heidi High, hoody ho.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy You Rang the Lord, the subsequent use of that same cast.
Oh, yeah, of course it was.
Yeah.
Like what American Horror Story does.
Kind of, yes.
They kept the cast, just changed the story.
Yes, exactly.
So,
the tap dancing cleaner.
No, there wasn't a tap dancing cleaner. The tap dancer was me.
Sorry.
The cleaner lived in ye olden days.
Yeah.
And she dreamed of being an actress.
Sure.
Like Peggy and Heidi High.
Like Peggy and Heidi High. Wanted to be a yellow cat.
And she kept asking whether she could audition, and the company manager said, no, you can't. And she kept asking. Anyway, eventually, so desperate to work in the theatre she was, that she took a job as a cleaner.
Oh.
And one day, she was leaning over the gods.
Oh. Cleaning.
To clean a cherub's face.
Probably with a feather duster or something.
Quite. And she fell over the top of the gods, which is the highest seating rig in the theatre. And
toppled to her death.
Toppled into the stalls. And now she is sometimes seen walking the stage.
With a Hoover.
With a Dyson.
Oh, what a harrowing story.
And now we're in the same building.
And now we're here. I was actually thinking of the one...
Oh, is that not the story you wanted?
No, I wanted the one about the theatre manager who shot himself.
Oh, dear listener.
Back in ye olden days.
Back in ye olden days, there was a theatre... The theatre manager hadn't been paying his company. He'd been... Diddling.
Diddling the books.
Diddling, cooking the books.
If you will.
And he was over £300 in debt. But this was in the Victorian era.
Well, of course, that was a lot of money. You could buy a house probably for £200.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And imagine if you found buy a house for £200 today.
Well, we'd all buy...
One person
would have bought all the houses, and then we'd all be going, hang on, I wanted to buy one of those.
And then they'd say, well, you can rent it for me for £1,000 a month.
Yeah,
it's the same thing that's happened, right?
Yeah, basically.
That's basically happened. Okay, so theatre manager hadn't paid his staff.
The cleaner? Was she paid?
Well, she was dead.
She was dead, so that was at least one off the books.
Yeah, maybe he killed her. Oh, it all starts to add up, doesn't it? We're not in Plymouth!
and so he couldn't pay anybody, and then he just shot himself.
Put a revolver in his head.
A revolver in his head? Put a revolver in his head.
Or his mouth.
Or his mouth. Oh, dear.
Shot himself.
Yes, I assumed he did more than just put it there. And then as you told me this story, you said, oh, it's gone very cold in here.
Yeah, I did.
Mm.
But we had also walked onto the stage where it was sort of quite freezing anyway.
It was freezing. They hadn't put the heating on. But they put the safety curtain in. Yeah. And Susie wanted to burst straight through. And they said,
no, don't walk under the safety fantastic, Adam.
Don't walk out. We had a terrible accident here once with a cleaner.
Yeah, and then she was there in the background going, me.
It was me.
I've got a Dyson.
And then she started tap dancing with it.
Oh. With the Dyson.
With the Dyson.
Holding it up.
Yeah.
Like it was an umbrella.
Like it was a cane.
Yeah, a cane. Right.
Oh, what a lovely story. Heartwarming, you might say, as we go into the Christmas months. and so we wanted to give it... We've sort of got a theme of, I suppose...
Anticipation.
And it's quite strange because we were saying it's been 3 weeks since we did our shows at the Edinburgh Festival, and so now we've had a bit of a break. I've just been on holiday, I don't mind telling them.
And you're a lovely colour.
Thank you for that.
Very freckly.
The colour is pink.
No, it's not. You're sort of a nice brown.
I was like, oh yes, it's toned down a bit now, that's fine.
How's your head?
I've been moisturising it as much as possible to try and keep it all on.
All of your head on?
Yeah. It's been, you know...
You don't want it to peel.
I don't want it to peel.
Or blister.
Oh, I hope not. When you come back from holiday, do you sometimes feel reluctant about washing your face because you don't want to wash away your tan?
I feel like that about shaving my legs.
Really?
I'm worried that I'll shave off the tan. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's very
exfoliating. It feels
exfoliating,
like a
shaving. That's why it's quite a nice thing to do if you're a man.
Ah.
It's quite exfoliating. But I haven't done it for years.
Shaved?
No. Should have done it, really, before I went away. I would have got a more even tan. But
oh, you haven't had a wet shave for years?
No.
So you just clip it?
Just clip it.
Yeah, you used to be very... I remember you being...
Ping pong ball.
Ping pong ball.
But then I thought, because I haven't got any hair on top, I thought I'd give myself some definition on my
face. So it looks like you've got your head on the wrong side.
So it looks like I've got my head on upside down. Yeah, that's what I thought.
A lovely look.
A lovely look, you might say. But I trimmed it a bit shorter this week. But again, in anticipation...
Of tonight. How are you feeling?
Quite nervous, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'll take a little bit of time to pace through it, I think. I'm hoping that it'll all be fun and friendly. But you don't know, I've not really performed in Portsmouth much. I did support Sarah Millican, a couple of years ago when I first supported her. That was my first gig I did.
Yeah. A slightly bigger room than
we're in.
Studio Theatre we're playing this evening?
It was the Guildhall, so I think it was about 3,000 people. I remember my leg shaking inside my trousers.
Trouser.
Yeah.
Do you think the audience would have seen?
Yes, because it was really shaking. No, I don't know. I was tap dancing.
Oh, wow.
So it's fine. No, I remember being absolutely terrified. But it was fine in the end.
Handy.
Very handy.
Very handy.
Learnt a lot from Plymouth. I mean, Portsmouth, you know I'm having a joke. And then we're going to do... So what we thought we'd do with the podcast tonight is we thought we'd talk to you now.
Hello.
We'll talk to you after the first bit, which is I'm going to go on first tonight.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go on together at the top.
Oh, we're going to go on together at the top.
Oh, spoiler alert if you're coming to the show, which I hope you are.
And then we'll have a bit of a debrief at the end.
Yeah.
Maybe in the car
on the way home.
Ooh.
How exciting. Now, Tom.
Yes?
Maybe a nice thing to do would be, what do you do directly before you go on stage for, like, nerves?
Good question.
Because we had a like-minded friend get in touch to say that they were doing a speech at a friend's wedding.
Yes.
And they found our podcast on anxiety quite useful.
Well,
so what would you do to get ready?
I go through the first sort of few moments of what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually I try not to go through the actual wording too much. I probably will do a bit tonight, but I try not to go through the wording too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think sometimes it becomes a memory test, and that's not what people have come to see.
No.
That's just regurgitate words.
They want to meet you.
It's not a play where people just regurgitate words. They want to meet you, so you have to be relaxed and able to... And so I try and get in the headspace of the flip sides of nerves is excitement,
uh-huh.
which I think I said on the anxiety one. And I try and go, we're all here to have a lovely time.
Yeah.
So let's have a lovely time.
Great. Great, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the sort of thing I try and do. What do you do?
Sort of very similar. I sort of... Yeah, I sort of wander around a little bit. I jump up and down a little bit.
Oh, I sometimes do that. Yeah, it's good.
Just to sort of relax. And I'll look at my notebook just before I go on. And I find it quite useful to be sort of... I think from going on tour with Josh Widdicombe a lot, he and I would sort of talk right up to the moment of where we went on stage.
Oh, that's interesting. Probably
so
not a bad
thing. We would always sort of be chatting, even just before he announced me on. And so that's sort of a nice memory of really fun shows for me. We had a really fun time on that tour. So I sort of like to be chatting
with. And I remember when I first started, I remember sort of sometimes going to shows where we'd all be having such a nice time in the green room, and I'd feel guilty about the fact that I wasn't angsting and marching around in the corridor. But actually, like we say, no good comes of that.
Yeah.
Actually, it's you're much better off going...
I'm going to be playful.
I'm going to be playful. We're all going to have a lovely time.
Totally.
Because if you don't, then sometimes they can perceive your nervousness and then it's not as much fun for them or for you.
Well, Tom, talking of nervousness, I think we need to flip the coin, make it exciting, pop on your tie.
I'm going to pop on a tie and I'm going to have a little drink and then...
Oh, you have your hangover?
Oh, I listened back to that last podcast. It's
Dear
so
listener,
bad.
I'm so sorry.
Dear listener, I felt
I hope
so
you haven't
bad.
Given up on us.
I hope you haven't given up on us, and I hope you feel bonded to us that we share these moments with you. That was one of the worst times. But doing the children's programme was the best cure. I had so much fun doing that.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm doing it tomorrow, so
indeed,
that's good.
Indeed, you are. So let's get you drunk.
Yay! I'm also driving home, so...
Oh, yes, so, no, don't do that. Because I'm in the car. So we'll speak to you. We're going to take a break now when we do the show, and then we'll speak to you in the interval. And we'll know
and I'll be more nervous there.
Okay,
see you in a minute.
See you in a minute, okay.
Bye. Welcome back. Well, not to you, because you're still listening.
Yes, welcome back to us. Welcome back, Susie and Tom.
To your ears.
I've got a bit of a gruff voice.
Well, all that bloody talking. You didn't shut up.
Didn't bloody shut up, did I? Kept talking. It was a very nice time, very nice people of Portsmouth.
Portsmouth, it's full of lovely people.
Yeah, they seemed really up for it and...
And nice.
Yeah, I thought so.
I'm now terrified.
Oh, are you? Shouldn't
be. Really nervous.
They'll be so delighted.
Oh, I don't know. I'm so nervous.
They're really, really nice people. I think it is kind of strange doing a show in a different place, if that's not a very shop talk thing to bring to the podcast. Like, having been used to... Because in Edinburgh, we do our show...
In the same venue every single night,
yeah. So, I think... Yeah, I think I'll be used to that now, but I think that might feel
that
a bit
weird.
That
first time you go, yeah. Oh, God, okay. I'm worried that I don't know the show.
You do know the show. You've done it so many times.
I know, but what about if I've forgotten it?
Then you'll find something else to say. But you're telling the story.
Yeah, just telling
so
the story,
they don't
guys.
Know.
Guys, I'm just telling a story. Stop making a big deal out of it.
That's what we're saying. Like, I think it's often easy to get caught up on, like, a memory test.
It's not a memory test. Yeah. How are you feeling now, Tom, post-show? How do you feel?
Oh, so, like, very happy and pleased. I hope they all enjoyed it. They seemed
to be
enjoying
it. I'm sure they did. I went and watched from the tech box.
Oh, did you?
To see how you're doing, and they look like they're having a blast. I imagine you can't really see them, is that right?
No, you can't really see beyond the first couple of rows.
That's great. You couldn't see my mum, then?
No.
Great.
No, you can't see mums and dads.
You just can't see them.
No, you can't see them. You can't see them. And did your mum mind us talking? We talked a bit about yoga at the top.
Oh, no, she wouldn't have minded that at all.
Oh, it was so nice to see them. Yeah, to meet your dad. Weird. I just met your dad for the first time.
Yes, you did. He's quite a geezer.
He's... Yeah? No, he doesn't seem like a geezer at all.
Do you not think?
He seems...
Hello, mate.
Yeah, he seemed just a bit like...
A bloke.
Yeah, one of my dad's friends.
Oh, yeah.
Like my dad's friend Alan, he reminded me of a little bit.
Alan?
Yeah.
I referred to your dad the other day as Alan, and someone said, oh, my God, is Tom's dad called Alan Alan? And I was like, no. No, he's not. He's called Paul.
Imagine if I changed my stage name to Alan.
Alan.
It would be like the Rural Juror.
The Rural Juror. I love that in 30 Rock.
Oh, I love it.
The Rural Juror.
So what are you going to do to
I'm feeling very nervous. I need to go and set up. I'm recording the show on my little iPad just so I've got sort of a record of it. So I'm feeling... Oh, I don't know. I feel all nervous and I'm excited, but I want to have a really great show. And my show this year is sort of about my dad, so I want him to enjoy it, but I'm a bit scared that he's here.
Are you going to acknowledge that at the top?
No, I don't think so. I think I might, because I think it sometimes makes an audience awkward.
Yeah, good call.
I'm never
whatever
sure
you
how
do,
to.
I think. I think whatever
well,
you do
I think
right.
If they join in, I'll have to deal with it. But
Yeah, right.
Who knows, right?
Yeah. It was nice to meet your mum's yoga class.
Well, they were all in the front row, bless them. Very sweet indeed.
Yeah, they were very nice. She's never been dumped, her yoga teacher. Did
oh
you hear
God,
that bit?
No.
I had
what
a chat
bitch.
With her. She's never been dumped.
Well, that that's the thing. Namaste.
Namaste, exactly right. And what things do you like to do? Would you have any techniques that you use before you go on to relax?
Very similar to you, really. Just sort of try and be...
Medicated.
I'm medicated, drunk, furious, and then I'm ready to gig. No, I try and just go over it a few times in my head and try and be quite relaxed and go into it with a positive mental attitude, guys.
Yeah, you're telling a story.
Guys, I'm just telling a story. Stop making a big deal out of it.
I'm excited to...
That's the hope.
Yeah. And I know, I mean, I make jokes about it. Like, just enjoy it when people say that. It's like, I can't enjoy it. I'm very worried about this thing. I want to get it right.
Yes.
But it'll be wonderful.
I hope it will.
Yeah,
I hope it
course.
Will.
Of course, it's your homecoming.
My homecoming. Oh, my God. I'm the homecoming queen. I think you're the homecoming queen. I think
you're
I'm
the homecoming. I'm the queen.
There you go.
That's what we should have called
cool
the show.
Don't worry, guys. Next year. Next year.
Next year. Next year. All right. Well, let's you go and get ready,
yep.
Susie.
And we'll
tell the listeners how the whole thing went at the end.
Yeah. How exciting.
Oh, how exciting for them.
Yeah. I mean, to you it will seem like seconds, but to me it's about an hour of my life that I'm quite nervous about. But
it's just an hour.
It's just an hour, guys.
Also, what did you do in the last? You know, what, not in the last hour, maybe, but
I listened to your show. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I went up to the sound box. I had a lovely time.
Okay,
it goes quick. Okay, right, well.
All right, see you in a minute then.
See you in a minute, guys. Bye.
Welcome back to part three. We've finished the show now.
Yay.
And we're in the car. Yeah. I'm eating a flapjack. Susie's got some sort of Capri Sun.
I have got a Capri Sun. It's lovely.
Susie, how did you feel it went?
It was fun. It was really fun. I always find performing in front of my parents nerve-wracking.
Yes, but your parents are super proud of you.
They enjoyed the show, I think, so that was nice.
They loved the show.
There were a lot of family in, weren't there? You had to meet a lot of people. How was that for you?
Oh, it was lovely, actually. And I met all of your mum's yoga class.
All of mum's yoga class was also there.
They were there. They said your mum is a star pupil.
I know, right?
And their yoga teacher has never been dumped.
Now, let's talk more about this.
Because we talked about this in the previous section, sorry.
Did we?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But what were you going to say?
I think Kate needs to live a little and get dumped more.
You think? I hope she doesn't listen to this podcast.
I mean, she must be perfect, though. Maybe she's very chilled out.
Maybe that's it. Maybe she has lots of lovers.
Mm.
We don't know.
I don't know if anyone heard crackling in the background, but we have the infamous Tony Tippett.
Oh, Tony's joining us in the background.
In the background, the old ball and chain's in the car with us. Are you going to say anything?
No, I'm too embarrassed.
Tony's too embarrassed to say a word, but she is here.
She's here. We were just looking up the term Boston marriage.
Which is what Tony and I have.
Yes.
Which is two unmarried women living together without financial security from a man.
I think so, yeah.
But Tom,
yes?
If you wanted to start to financially secure us, I'd be totally fine with that.
Okay. We can have some of my flapjack.
Not a euphemism. Right now. I mean, last episode you were so hungover you could barely talk, and now we can't understand you because you've got another
person. Listen, I was hungover for professional reasons last time.
We all know that, Tom. We all believed you. I was very supportive.
I just needed to get some sugar in me. You've got a Capri Sun.
I'm having a swig on the go, but...
Did you enjoy chatting to everybody from your lovely family afterwards?
Yeah, but I find it quite embarrassing when they're all like, well...
Do you?
Yeah.
My cousin, Tony, everybody's like that.
My cousin Alfie, who is 20, told me that I was quality.
Oh.
Which I think is the highest of all the fabrics.
That is a great one to be. They were so lovely and they were so proud of you. But I know what you mean. I always get like that with my family. Like, oh God. So being such a big deal about it. It's not a big deal.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm sorry I'm alive.
And actually, what are we doing with that? Like, they're just proud. It's nice.
I guess so. We're just about to go past Robin Hood.
Oh.
Just letting everyone know where we are. We're not in Nottingham, by the way. We're driving between Portsmouth and London.
The places we've been to, eh?
Oh, my God. We just stopped at an M&S service station.
Well, it was such a lovely feeling when we realised it was an M&S one and not just a wild bean gabe. Oh, a wild bean. No thanks. Bleh, bleh.
Although there will be times on this tour when we have no choice but wild bean.
And we will be keeping you abreast of all of those.
Don't worry, guys. We're always here for you. Always for you? That doesn't make sense. We're always here for you.
What do you normally go for in a service station, Susie?
Oh, I don't know. A wee? And then,
no, apart from that. You go, what would you buy? What would you...
Sandwich is high on the rotation.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my dinner last night was an M&S sandwich. My dinner tonight is an M&S sandwich.
I know, it's such a dangerous trap.
Potentially tomorrow my dinner might be an M&S sandwich.
And the next day, an M&S sandwich.
I don't know. I might treat myself to something else. I might have a soup or something, you know.
Oh, from M&S?
No, I don't think... They don't do hot, do they?
No, it's a shame, isn't it? Sometimes in larger stores, Bromley, where I'm from, flagship M&S, they...
Flagship?
Yes, Susie. They were the first people to put Black Lino down in the food hall, as we insist on calling it, and we also had a hot food takeaway counter in the middle of the food hall.
Is that the kind of place you could get, like, some chicken or something?
Yes, or maybe a steak ciabatta.
Steak ciabatta? That sounds quite nice.
Yeah, it's nice. I would recommend it. I know you're a vegetarian, but...
I'm not anymore. Too much of a ham sandwich.
I know. It's so funny how I'd become just so immune to your... Well, frankly, lies about being a vegetarian. And I totally...
Basically, I agree with the lifestyle. I'm totally with it. But I just have trouble at mealtimes.
We all have trouble at mealtimes, especially at the Wild Bean Cafe.
My mum has trouble at mealtimes at the moment. She's having 2 shakes a day and 1 dinner.
Oh, it sounds like a dance.
That's Tony's laugh for our listeners.
See, got a bit of an audience reaction there. Did well.
Sounds like a dance. 2 shakes a day and then dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be.
Sounds like a wonderful night out. Does she find the shakes filling?
I think so, but it seems so boring.
What flavours does she go for?
Cookie and cream or banana?
They're quite sweet, aren't they?
Yeah.
I suppose they're like a protein shake.
Yeah, mum's doing protein shakes.
Wow. But and then she has a proper dinner in the evening?
Yeah.
And she can have whatever she wants at that? Or?
Well, yeah, but she's meant to be healthy.
Okay.
Yeah. She's not meant to have bread or cakes or chocolate, which is quite a feat for mum.
Difficult, isn't it? Yeah.
She was known to have a family bag of Maltesers to herself.
Really?
Oh yeah, she loves the chocolate. She'll hate me saying that on the podcast. Yeah. But
I can't imagine anybody would be delighted.
She only listens to them sporadically, so maybe this one won't make the cut.
Oh well, she.
She's not a large woman either.
She's not at all. She looks very skinny.
She's great for her. She's great.
But that is the thing. I find it because, I mean, I've just had a chocolate flapjack. Okay, I'm not skinny. And in fact, I'm bulging out of my shirt.
And you also didn't offer to share it, so that's...
I did offer to share it, Susie. Don't say that.
I mean, you did, but in that way of saying...
I don't want to share this. Well, you had a Capri Sun. But I do find I spike sometimes.
You spike? Go on.
In that, I go... I want like some sugar right now. I've got to have a crunchy bar right now.
Would that be what you go for, a crunchy?
Usually, or sometimes a boost, but sometimes I find a boost a little bit, I want to say claggy.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It is a bit claggy.
It's a bit like, it's a bit gooey and a bit... yeah, it's gone everywhere, whereas a crunchy bar, short, sharp, crisp, crunch, sugar, chocolate,
honeycomb.
Done. Honeycomb. Thank you very much. Bish, bash, bosh.
Bish, bash, boshford.
Bosh. What's your chocolate bar of choice?
A Twix, probably.
A Twix?
Yeah, I love a Twix.
Oh, that was often in our lunchbox at school, so I think I got a bit...
Bored of them. Love that one terrible? Dipped in a tea.
See, I don't like tea.
Yeah, you really need to get on board with that. Yeah, this guy in front of me is driving so slowly.
So slowly. Just honk the horn. Honk the horn, Susie. I'll scream out the window.
I mean, finally, they've... Don't...
Get out the fucking way!
Everyone's doing the wanker sign. Guys, stop it.
Oh, it's a family.
Is it my family?
They followed us. I wouldn't mind if they did. I loved your family, Susie. They were so inclusive of me and inclusive to me. Included me. And were so welcoming.
Stop trying to use fancy words, Tom.
They were lovely.
They were inclusive.
I got a vodka tonic bought for me.
Oh, Uncle Ricky.
My Uncle Ricky. He looked so much like your dad, I thought it was your dad.
Yeah.
Repeating himself when he talked to me. Everybody was lovely. It was a really nice first night of the tour. Woo!
Very exciting, isn't it?
Very exciting, very exciting. And are you looking forward to the next one, Susie?
I am. Lyme Regis next Saturday. I've got a few gigs in between.
Limed Regis. I hope it's like limed oak and has a sort of nice kind of mottled whitewash effect.
I don't think it'll be anything like that. I think it's a small theatre in sort of the middle of... Dorset.
Frankly, nowhere.
But we're delighted to
but
be going
we're delighted
there,
to be going there. That's not what I meant, Susie. I'm not delighted. I'm not delighted.
What?
It's not that I'm not delighted. So, anyway, we've had a lovely time keeping you abreast of this evening. And thank you, as ever, for being our like-minded friend.
Now, what was the theme, Tom?
I think it was getting ready for the show. Do you feel like, were you pleased with your show?
We had a theme.
I think it was... Yeah, what do you do to get ready, was it?
Something
preparation?
Like preparation. Oh, dear listener, I'm so sorry.
See? God.
But yeah, I felt like I was ready for the show. I accidentally missed a couple of gags, missed a little bit of the story, which I beat myself up for about 10 minutes and then sort of had to shrug off. Because what can you do? It's done, isn't it?
What's done is done now. And
what's
that is a very
done.
Important lesson to learn, not to dwell
and
on
what's
things.
The thing... Life shorter than you think it is?
Enjoy your life, it's shorter than you think.
There you go. Which... And if we can't leave on a...
On a slogan.
On an upbeat note like that.
Then what's the point?
What's the point?
So thank you very much for joining us, as always. There are some more tour dates coming up. We'd love to see you at one of them. You can get details on tomindeed.com/shows.
Or susieruffle.co.uk.
And in the meantime, have a great week. And we look forward to joining you next week.
Okay,
bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.